From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As the country marked the fifth anniversary of September 11th, President Bush spent the day visiting three sites hit in the attacks. Beginning the day in New York City, the President and Mrs. Bush took part in ceremonies at a fire station near Ground Zero, marking the times when hijacked aircraft slammed into the two towers of the World Trade Center. They then traveled to rural Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 came to Earth after passengers overpowered the hijackers. This afternoon, the President returned to Washington and attended a memorial service at the Pentagon. David Green has accompanied the President on his travels yesterday and today, and David joins us now. The President has been to ceremonies now four times in the last 12 hours or so, David. Has he been making speeches at all these events?
No, Michelle. He's been very quiet, actually. The only public remarks he made were last night near Ground Zero. He was at a firehouse, then went into a small museum that has parts from some of the airplanes that hit the Twin Towers, mementos from some of the victims. He came out and told reporters that the anniversary was going to be a day of sadness, but that the museum reminded him that there's still an enemy out there that would like to inflict the same kind of damage again, and of course, 5 years later. And then today he woke up in New York and spent time again at events, saying very little. He had breakfast at a firehouse in Lower Manhattan, came outside, stood for a moment of silence with firefighters and other first responders, two moments of silence, one at the time in the morning that each tower was hit 5 years ago. So a really somber time.
And then the President went on to Shanksville in western Pennsylvania.
He did, and to me that was really the dramatic moment of the day. This was my first time in Shanksville, and it's just this large empty field. The President made no speech, but his presence was very central to the event. He was standing there in this empty field. They set up a little ceremony site ringed by bales of hay. You're just in the middle of nowhere, and this place became such a symbol of American heroism. There was a Reverend Paul Britton, whose brother died on United Flight 93 that crashed there. He said the passengers on that plane made this site holy, and this moment came when Reverend Britton turned to stare directly at the President, really just a foot or so from Mr. Bush's face, and said, "I want to give you a personal benediction." And the President nodded and suggested that was okay, and Reverend Britton reminded the President that for these people, he's the public face to the world, and he said he is our heart and he is our conscience.
David, you've logged a lot of miles in the last 24 hours. I imagine there are interesting observations in the back of your notebook, other moments that stood out for you.
It's really striking, Michelle, how a commander-in-chief, really, no matter which party or what the polls are saying, can just seem to capture the public's attention on a day like this. At all of the events, people appear to be looking for some guidance, for some recognition of their loss. And Mr. Bush nodded to a firefighter after the moment of silence in New York, and the firefighter saluted the President and looked to start sobbing. Firefighters were just clamoring to shake his hand and share some breakfast with them. And the President kissed a young girl who was standing on the field in Shanksville. It's just a commander-in-chief seems able to do this on an emotional anniversary like this, and the President was able to do it countless times today.
Before we let you go, David, the President's planning to address the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. What can you tell us about that address?
Well, the White House actually just released some text, and one of the things the President's going to say is that on 9/11, our nation saw the face of evil, yet on that awful day, we also witnessed something distinctly American, ordinary citizens rising to an occasion and responding with acts of courage. And, you know, the White House is saying over and over again, this is not going to be a political speech, and the President is going to make it sound like it's not political, but there's no denying the political significance here, and I think Republicans are hoping that the issue of terrorism can really help them in an election which they need help coming this fall.
Thank you, David.
My pleasure.
That was NPR's David Green.